This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we'd like to welcome you to our new weekly feature, Washtenaw United. WEMU has partnered with the United Way of Washtenaw County to explore the people, the organizations, institutions that are creating opportunity and more equity in our area. And as part of this ongoing series, you're also going to hear from the people benefiting and growing from the investments being made in the areas of our community where there are gaps in equity and opportunity. It is a community voice. It is Washtenaw United. Today we're going to talk a little bit about educational opportunity and how that's playing out at The Collaborative, Ypsilanti YMCA Early Childhood Development Center. Our first guest today is the Director of Academic Engagement at Eastern Michigan University, and thank you for the time, Decky Alexander.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, to make a difference in early childhood education, child care, and opportunity, it really takes a collaborative effort. For a little context, can you give us a snapshot of the collaborations that actually created the center?
Absolutely. So this is indeed a collaboration, and it is the Ypsilanti Housing Commission, Ypsilanti Community Schools, Eastern Michigan University, and the YMCA.
When this was put together, how did you set out the goals for the children that are being cared for at the center?
So one of the interesting things about the collaborative is that it is, we needed to bring a lot of different players to the table to really make a direct impact in this part of the county, which has very few, actually only two accredited child care centers. Ann Arbor has 22 and Ypsilanti has 2. And so in order to really make impact and also really bring sort of high-quality, low-cost child care to this part of the county, we needed to bring, for lack of a better analogy, a village. In doing so, we really wanted to identify young people who really weren't able to access child care equitably. Our students at EMU who have children who want to be able to go to school full time and need really good quality, accessible child care. Our families in the Ypsilanti Housing Commission, a lot of them work with something called kinship care and would love the opportunity to provide high quality, low cost child care. And then a lot of our families in the Ypsilanti Community Schools. So we looked at a lot of our sort of key partners and stakeholders in this community and looked at who is not receiving child care. And so if we could bring all of these individuals together and figure out how to resource this, create something that really isn't done even nationally, where you're having a nonprofit, a four-year institution, a housing commission, and a public school system come together as a whole to create a space where we know if you are able to provide resources for children at a really young age, their ability to succeed academically, emotionally, socially is transformative.
So I'm glad you brought that up because we know right here in Washtenaw County, the overall poverty rate for children under the age of 5 is just under 20%. That's bad enough. However, the poverty rate for Hispanic children is 29%, and for African American children, it's 58%. Closing the achievement gap between races is often cited as a way to ensure that more children escape poverty. So while those kids are in child care, how is the center addressing that achievement gap?
One of the things about the YMCA is they have something called creative curriculum, and they use a really well-known curriculum that really looks at the social-emotional health of a child. So they're not looking necessarily to provide them specifically with academic skills, but looking at cultivating a whole child experience. I mean, honoring elements of developmental play and aspects of that. So part of it, achievement gap, is providing those key kind of environmental and social spaces and opportunities that, for example, I had. I went to Montessori at 2.5 years old in Chicago, and I'm sure that ability to have that space to learn collectively. So one of the things we're doing for achievement is making sure that the same opportunities that a child in Ypsilanti should have are the same opportunities that children in Ann Arbor have.
And you had earlier mentioned the fact that this is a program that is also serving family dynamics and the parents, allowing them educational opportunities and more time to develop a future. You are listening to Washington All United. It continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking about early childhood development and increased opportunity in eastern Washtenaw County as it relates to the collaborative, the Ypsilanti YMCA Early Childhood Development Center. We've begun our conversation with an overview with the Director of Academic Engagement at Eastern Michigan University, Decky Alexander, and now I want to shift the conversation to one of the families utilizing the center's services. That is Veronica Conglim. And Veronica, thank you so much for coming into WEMU today.
Thank you for having me.
Veronica is an international doctoral student, and her daughter goes to the collaborative. And Veronica, how did you get involved at the center?
Childcare has always been a challenge, and so I was always on the internet trying to find something somewhere that I could afford and that was of good quality. But then we saw this email, and before the email, there was the wall, the painting on the wall on campus where students expressed their artistic interest. And right there, it said, the collaborative opening soon. And I just, what is this collaborative? What is this about? So there was a number to call, and I thought, the heavens had opened and that blessings were just coming down on me.
I can hear the smile in your voice.
It was such a blessing, an answered prayer indeed.
So what were you doing for childcare and educational opportunity for your daughter prior to enrollment at the center?
It was all on me primarily, but then there was a home childcare that I found. It was okay. She was doing her best, and the only concern I had was the fact that TV was the only other activity they had.
It served as a babysitter.
Yes, so I was concerned about that. And so whenever she came back home, we did a lot to try to catch up with what wasn't done in court. And so I felt I was always exhausted because I would send her off to daycare just to go have fun, play all day. But she wasn't learning, and I needed something that was more structured where she could actually learn something, socio-emotional development, relational development, all of that. I needed to see that she was growing and that I was also growing and that I was at peace. And so the collaborative was really the answer to all of those questions.
Since her enrollment at the collaborative, have you seen those differences in educational and personal development when she comes home for the day?
Absolutely, absolutely. Her vocabulary has really increased so much. There are times I get a little overwhelmed with life and with school and everything, and I'll just slump myself on the couch, and sometimes I cry. And she would look at me and say, "Why are you crying, Mommy? Are you
so
sad?"
Tired.
And I'm so tired. Uh-oh. And she goes, "Gabby tired too."
And then you read a book together,
and
right?
And we read a book together, right. Or we practice some of the recipes through Rage's Rainbow program that they're doing at school, which is also another program through Eastern's social work students and the Kidney Foundation. That has also been very helpful because now she can talk about a lot of fruits and we practice some of the recipes together, and really her outgoing personality has gone through the roof.
So it really has changed your family dynamic.
It has in a lot of ways, not just with her development but also with me academically. I've been able to progress with my dissertation writing phase, and I am seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Decky, I want to ask you this. What it costs to enroll a child at the collaborative is on a sliding scale based on what parents can afford. Is it affordable and accessible to all in Eastern Washtenaw County within the limitations of enrollment figures?
Yes, we offer scholarships to anybody who walks in that door. And critical to that scholarship is support through our coordinated funders in the United Way. I mean, we would not be able to provide this kind of scholarship resources to our international graduate students here, or graduate students, or undergraduate students, or families. So it is on a sliding scale. It's based on income. But the promise in the collaborative is to make sure that anybody who needs resources, financial, can receive those. And we set them up differently. Every individual child is distinctive, and every individual family's resources are distinctive, and we know that, and so we honor that and figure out how to make that work, whether that's we do it through a monthly payment plan or individually, or we have other kinds of grants and resources to support.
Veronica, because of your family's participation at the Collaborative, do you see a different future for yourself and your family?
Absolutely. As an international student, we have this glass roof over our heads where we see lots of opportunities, but we do not have access to them because of immigration restrictions and all of that. But the fact that the Collaborative is so open to even international students, and the fact that it accepted my daughter, even though I was a doctoral student, because sometimes we qualify for some programs, but you have to be doing a GED or a bachelor's,
right,
not a PhD. It's always a disqualifier. But the Collaborative accepted me, and the fact that I was an international student did not impede access to care. It was fantastic. And with that, I knew for sure we were on the right path and that my daughter has had her first foot in her academic career. Her academic journey has started off on a very bright path, and I cannot wait to see what else the future holds for her.
I hear the optimism in your voice, I see it in your face, and I look forward to catching up at some point in the future where you can tell
optimistic.
Me about those successes. I'd like to thank both of you for your time today. It is greatly appreciative, and I have thoroughly enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you for
Thanks
having
so
us.
Thanks so much.
That is Deki Alexander, Director of Academic Engagement at Eastern Michigan University. Veronica Conglam is a local parent who is seeking her doctoral degree and is seeing a difference through enrollment at The Collaborative, the Ypsilanti YMCA Early Childhood Development Center. To bring the center to life, it took the work and commitment of so many, and that includes Eastern Michigan University, the Ann Arbor YMCA, and, of course, our content partner, the United Way of Washtenaw County. Through this new feature series, Washtenaw United, we will continue working with the United Way to bring you the stories and voices of those who are seeking to create greater opportunities and develop greater equity here in our community. Put all of those voices together, and the result is the name of this newly weekly feature, Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.